but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my place. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my place. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. God bless you, brethren. I welcome you again to our daily devotion. As we go through the SWOT analysis of a believer, you are hearing from Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe. In our analysis of what the believers meet in their day-to-day living, we've observed the SWOT analysis, whereby we consider the strength, the weakness, the opportunity, and the threats that surround one's life as a believer. In the previous sermon, we looked at the types of strength or the forms of strength which we can observe or which we can see in the life of a believer. We discussed about the physical strength. We discussed about emotional strength. We discussed about mental strength and spiritual strength too. In the same manner, you find that there is also physical weakness. Yes. Lack of physical strength leads to physical weakness. If you lack endurance, if you lack energy, physically, you become weak. In emotional weakness, you find that someone is struggling with emotional regulation. He is vulnerable to sensitivity. And of course, yes, one can have mental weakness, finding it difficult to focus, to make a decision, or something that is clear, mental clarity. People encounter such in their lives. There's also spiritual weakness, where one is disconnected from one's faith, or values, or high power. Yes. Such can be faced by a believer, where he becomes spiritually weak. But you know, when you understand and acknowledge the weakness that you be faced in life, it gives you a very crucial step in personal growth. Those will be able to identify areas of improvement and development. Yes, if you acknowledge, if you understand the weakness or the weak point in your life, it will help you very much to identify the areas for improvement and development where you can improve, where you can develop. And furthermore, when you see and observe the weak point of your life, you can seek support. You can reach out for help and for guidance and for encouragement as well. That can only happen when you understand the weakness or the weak part of your life. It will also help you to build resilience. You have to find out strategies, means, and ways to adapt in order to combat that kind of weakness. When you master that, then you would have made it in life. Yes. It is very essential to recognize that weakness is not always a fixed trait. It can be addressed. Weakness is not something that is fixed. It can be addressed. Yes, sir. How can that be addressed? How can the weakness be addressed? It can be addressed through self-awareness, recognizing areas of weakness and seeking help or support. Personal growth. You develop skills and knowledge and emotional intelligence. And of course, yes, you have support systems. Surrounding yourself with positive influences, mentors that can help you, or supportive relationships, in this case, in our daily devotions, is part of support system that can help you. You are being surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, ministers that preach day in, day out, week in, week out. And such, an environment or a climate will help you. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. There are many factors which can lead to spiritual weakness. Many, many factors that can lead to spiritual weakness. However, before we look at those factors leading to spiritual weakness, we just want to read some scriptures here. If you can go with me to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. The Bible reads, "Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level path for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed." My brothers, it is important for one to strengthen the feeble arms and weak knees. It is possible to elevate oneself from a low point in life to a high point in life. It's possible. Let's look at what was encountered by Job, the prophet of the old. If you go with me to Job chapter 4, verse 3, we find that there was Eliphaz, who was the friend of Job. He went to him and made some comments. The comments that he made happened after Job had lamented the day he was born. He had been subjected to misery, and he was at the lowest point of his life. His friend Eliphaz reminded him, he said, "Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Thy words have upholden him that was falling, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. But now it has come upon thee, and thou faintest. It touched thee, and thou art troubled." There was a time that Job was instructing those that were weak. He was helping those that were down in their lives. And Eliphaz here is reminding him that, you know, Job, during your days, you instructed those many who had been weak. We had weak hands, you encouraged, but now it has befallen you. We are not immune to trials, brothers and sisters. We are not immune to trials. They come our way. Whether you are a prophet, whether you are an apostle, whether you are an evangelist, whether you are a pastor, or whatever responsibility you have, you are not immune to trials. Trials come. They come. And you should be ready and prepared to face the challenge. And now, in the life of Job, it came. And when it came to a time when he lost many of his friends, he lost the affection from his own wife. Such happened. But however, I'm encouraged by what Job said. He said, "I know that my Redeemer liveth. Whatever I face, whatever I go through, whatever I'm subjected to, that doesn't matter. What I know, what I believe, is that my Redeemer liveth. And one day, he will rise up." Praise God. Isaiah the prophet, he also noticed that there were some weaknesses. People were subjected to circumstances that made them weary and exhausted. And Isaiah the prophet wrote in Isaiah 35, verse 3, say these words: "Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you." Brethren, these scriptures remind us or tell us that weakness is a natural part of the human experience. But God's strength and grace can overcome even the greatest weakness. Hallelujah. And Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, he said, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. If you go down to verse 10 of the same chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Apostle Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. This is what he said. And let us look and observe the various forms or the various factors that may cause spiritual weakness. And we want to itemize them. Number one, lack of spiritual practice. If one doesn't pray effectively, if one does not practice prayer, meditation, or scripture reading, all that can lead to spiritual stagnation. You need to be vibrant. You need to be connected spiritually. And if you are not connected spiritually, if you lack spiritual practice, I can tell you, you'll be spiritually weak. You don't sing, you don't pray, you don't witness, you don't preach. Lack of spiritual practice will automatically lead to spiritual weakness. Number two, if you are a doubting Thomas, if you have unbelief, you are not certain of what you are doing. You are not certain about your faith. And that can weaken your spiritual foundations. A believer must have a strong foundation in his life. You mustn't be a doubting Thomas. You must believe. Amongst the disciples, there was Thomas who was doubtful. He was told that Jesus Christ had resurrected, but he said that could not be unless I see, unless I touch the wounds. And of course, Jesus, knowing how Thomas was, he called him when he appeared to the disciples. He called him and said, Thomas, come over. And Thomas had to dip his fingers into the wounds. And he said, now I believe. But my brother, that does not take you anywhere. You shouldn't be a doubting Thomas. You shouldn't be encompassed by unbelief. Because if you don't have belief, if you don't have faith, if you lack belief, you have no spiritual foundation. And that will lead to spiritual weakness. Another factor that causes spiritual weakness is sin or disobedience. Some people willfully disobey God's word. They don't repent. They are unrepentant. And an unrepentant sin can create spiritual distance and weakness. Then an unrepentant sin separates you from God. If you want to chase the Holy Ghost away from you, then stay unrepentant. You'll find that your life will be very dry. Your spiritual experience, it will be very dry. Sin and disobedience create spiritual distance and weakness. So we must run away from sin. We must shun sin. And that will keep ourselves spiritually strong. What else causes spiritual weakness? Worldly influences. If you always focus on materialism, if you always focus on worldly desires, if you're always having negative relationships, this can erode your spiritual strength. What type of friends do you associate with? What type of people do you associate with? What influences you mostly in your life? What type of music do you listen to? What type of dressing do you like it most? Which people do you want to associate with all the time? Worldly influences, they can erode your spiritual strength. A child of God must be influenced by the word of God, by doing what is right all the time. Avoid to have worldly influence. That will erode your spiritual strength. Yes, keep yourself clean, and you'll never be weak in your spiritual life. And the other thing that will lead to your spiritual weakness is lack of community. You isolate yourself. You don't want to associate with your fellow brethren, to be amongst the people of like faith. You don't want. You just isolate yourself. Yet you know that Proverbs 27 verse 17 says, iron sharpens iron. So one man sharpens the countenance of his brother. You need to associate with the brethren of like faith, people of like faith. Yes. When you try to isolate yourself, I can tell you that can contribute to spiritual weakness. We are glad that even this platform, the daily devotion, it keeps us together. We are a community of people who believe the word of God, who are bonded by the code of truth. You know what binds us? It is the code of truth that binds us together. Yes. There's a thing that will actually lead to yours. Spiritual weakness is trauma, unresolved issues in your life, grief, unresolved problems. You are always angry. You are in adversity. All those things, you shouldn't stay with unresolved matters. You are angry with your brother or your sister, or some other problems that you just pile up in your life. Yet you know that Philippians 4, verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord. I say rejoice. You see what I'm saying? You should also avoid complacency. Avoid complacency. What do we mean by being complacent or complacency? You become too comfortable. You are not prayerful. You don't go for fasting. You see what I'm saying? That will lead to stagnation and weakness. Avoid that, my brother. The other thing that will also lead to spiritual weakness, there are false teachings, deception or false teachings. What do you hear? Exposure to false or misleading teachings can confuse and weaken one's faith. When you always listen to false teachings, that will confuse you. That will weaken one's faith. You are being told that there's one God, one faith, one baptism. But suppose there's one other somebody or element that comes from a certain corner and tells you that no, it's not only one faith, there's not one God, there's three gods. But if you go through the Bible, if you read through the Bible, staying in line with the scriptures, you will not miss the mark. Because the Bible from Genesis to Revelation points up to one God, the creator of heavens and earth. So when you listen to misinterpretations, false teachings, all those things will lead to spiritual weakness in your life. So you shouldn't expose yourself to that. You should avoid those things at all cost. Yes. Keep your mind focused on things of God. And when you do that, you never go wrong. Don't neglect yourself. When it comes to going to church, you go. When it comes to go for fellowship, you go. Don't stay at home. Don't neglect self-care. What do we mean when we say self-care? What you are supposed to do, do. We are being told even that by the messenger to the Laodicean church age, he says, if one fails to do what he is supposed to do, he paralyzes God's program. So you must be very careful. What is it that you are supposed to do? You must be responsible. You should know what you are supposed to do and do it at the right time. And when you do that, I tell you, you will never be spiritually weak. No, not at all. You will not. Spiritual attacks also can cause weakness, spiritual weakness in life. Things like demonic influences. If you are not prayerful, if you are not on your knees, the devil is always at your doorstep. He will attack you, even through dreams. He can attack you through what you hear or what you see. So in life, you should be very, very aware of such things. And when you are done in that manner, you will never be spiritually weak. As we go through this analysis, the strength, the weakness, the opportunity, and the threats that face the believer, at the end of this session, we'll be better positioned to know how we can stand, and it's possible for a believer to stand tall against the influence of the devil. God bless you.